What's going on, guys? So today I want to talk about six mental shifts that completely transformed my life. As Thoreau would say, it's not what you look at, it's what you see. And I'm a firm believer that the way we analyze, interpret, and perceive the world around us directly correlates to the lives we lead and what we're capable of doing. And I want to talk about some of the ways that I changed the way I looked at life and got results back that helped me pivot, that helped me grow, helped me become more as a person, as a creator, as an entrepreneur. And hopefully you can take that and use it in your own lives as well. The caveat being, I don't want this to be interpreted as magic, right? This isn't you think something and it happens. It's not at all the case. What I'm advocating is when you think about something differently, you tend to then act differently. And when you act differently, well, the results are different, right? So it all starts with how you look at a situation. And that's what I'm advocating. We can look at the world in a way that puts us in position to win. Number one, and I'm sure this is no surprise to you guys, your external world is a product of your internal world. I grew up thinking that things just were the way they were. The parameters, the boundaries that I operated within, I never questioned. I never saw them as anything but what I thought they were supposed to be. And as I got older, I learned to take a step back and realize that things seem a certain way to me because I've allowed them to. I haven't questioned them. I haven't pushed back. It's not what happens. It's how you perceive what happens. Jim Rohn has a really cool story about two brothers that grow up, unfortunately, in a very abusive family. They have an abusive dad. And they grow up and they have families of their own. And one is just as abusive to his kids. And he's asked about it and he says, yeah, of course I am. Like, how could I not be? Did you see what I went through as a child? And the other one is incredibly loving and caring with his kids. And when he's asked about it, he says, of course I am. Right? Did you see what I went through as a child? I'm not putting anybody through that. And to me, I thought that was just a beautiful articulation of the choice we have in life. We can't decide what happens to us, but we can always decide what we do about it, how we perceive it. And that's why I make this number one. It's kind of the gateway into a happier, healthier existence. Number two is that you are the captain of your ship. And this is important because a lot of people feel confined to their past, right? I like to say the wake of the boat does not drive the boat. Where you've been does not control where you go next. And sure, it's a part of you and it's important to have gotten you to this moment, but it's not the future. And you're always free to make a change or do something new or go somewhere you haven't done before. It's amazing the obligation we feel to be who we were yesterday. And there's just no reason for it, right? Edward Norton once said, when I was doing some YouTube surfing, I found a pretty cool clip where he's talking about the importance of the shoes an actor wears. They become the most important part of the costume, the character, because everything starts from the ground up. And I like to think every morning when we open the closet, we have an opportunity to put on a new pair of shoes, to be a new character, to try something new, to jump into a world that we want to jump into. There's no reason to be fearful or hold ourselves back because of yesterday. Number three is joining the irrational few, as I like to call it. Being different, embracing your unique sense of self. As Robert Frost said, two roads diverged in a wood. I took the one least traveled by, and that made all the difference. And, I think that's the perfect metaphor for life. Everyone's going one way, and we innately want to go that way. But I think the most precious, powerful, life-changing decisions we make are when we do the exact opposite, when we find the parts of ourselves that are different, that are unique, that stand out. And instead of running from those, when we immerse ourselves in those things, man, we add value to ourselves and the world in a way that never would have happened if we didn't find that courage.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.
And so that's what, that shift has helped me understand, right? It's like the guitarist in his room practicing for 15 hours a day. He's an outcast, right? Cut off from society, doesn't get it, not doing X, Y, or Z. Then all of a sudden he writes this song that revolutionizes music and he's a hero. And people want to be that and understand that and be a part of that. Well, why? Because he went through the trials and the tribulations associated with taking that path or road least traveled by. You know, I'd advocate that for anyone. Explore. Try things. Test life. That's what it's there for. Number four is dance before the music plays. And this one's near and dear to my heart, right? Because you do the first three. You understand the power of your world within. You become the captain of your ship. You join the irrational few, but it's like, now what, right? The real world is a tough place. And you realize that, you know, you're on this journey and you have to will your results into existence. You have to dance before you hear the music, because here's the reality, and we all learn this at one point or another. No one walks up to you on the street and puts their arm around you and says, hey kid, that dream you have, keep going. That's gonna happen. I believe that. That's just not the reality. People only believe what they see, and they won't see it until you create it. Right? And so it's bridging that gap between your idea and the manifestation of that idea. You have to hear the song when no one else does. You have to believe it. And if you do that, it helps understand that there will be lows and there will be highs. That's part of life. But it doesn't mean it's over or you've gone the wrong route or the wrong path or the world's against you. No, it means this is life. And if you want something bad enough, this is what you have to endure, and you're willing to, because you hear that song, you're moving towards it, and you will show the world what's up when the time comes. Number five is what I refer to as staying awake while the world sleeps. And what do I mean by this? Well, it's the idea that the biggest things we can do, they're not the grand slams or, you know, grandiose displays of excellence. They're just not. They're consistent displays of discipline and courage and saying yes when most would say no. W. Clement Stone put it nicely when he says, big doors swing from little hinges. And so it's not looking at the little things as nuance or unimportant noise. No, the little things are everything. Separating your time. I remember Kobe talking about, you know, a certain amount of hours he gets up and shoots every day when most people don't, you know, over the course of a year, over the course of 10 years. I mean, it becomes so much in the aggregate that other players can't catch up. I mean, it's just too much of an advantage. And that's what it's about. I wrote my TEDx talk about something called running in the rain, which is about embracing that discomfort. It's like opening the door in the morning in Boston. It's freezing, sleety rain, and you could easily go inside and run later. Or you can grab a beanie and a coat and run now. And it doesn't seem important at the time, but it's everything at the time. Because when you learn to say yes to those little discomforts, it moves beyond that run. It goes into every aspect of your life, and it's like you see yourself as someone who embraces adversity, someone who capitalizes on those little advantages. And over years, man, they're not little. They become big. They become important. So, run in the rain. And number six, see life as a game. It's just not as serious as we make it out to be. This is something, by the way, that's not easy to follow through with or understand. I tell myself this every single day of my life. But, you know, when I'm cognizant of this, I'm happier and I'm more productive. I do believe wholeheartedly that this is the key to happiness, to impact, to everything worth having, is understanding that life is not a checklist. It's not a standardized test. It is a game. I was sitting down, this is a life-changing experience, I've written about it before on this channel, you know, with some very successful, wealthy people at this table in Los Angeles that, you know, most of them came from nothing. And I'm sitting there, you know, soaking it all in as the YouTuber at the end of the table. And it's like the commonality between all of them was that it's like, what can I do? What can I make? Oh, I failed here. What did I learn? What can I do tomorrow? What would be fun? What does the world need? They're not operating from a place of fear. And again, these people weren't born millionaires. This mindset created the world that they have today. One of them was an immigrant from Iran, came here with nothing. It's like, you see the importance. This is one of my good friends, Zach, has a kid that walks around his living room and just pokes things, picks things up, sometimes breaks them, changes them, moves them around, uses them to make forts, tents, does all these things. But it's like, that is life. That's what life should be. We should be walking around exploring, testing, trying things, growing, not worried about protecting and maintaining the little universe we have, but giving everything to expanding that universe and just seeing what we can make. I'm convinced that's where the magic is, and that's why it's number six. Life is a game. So hey, I hope this helps you see something maybe a little bit differently, and most importantly, act on that perception. Never forget, you're always one decision away from a totally different life, and that could start right now. Talk to you guys later.